We're live at the Media Center inside Lucas Oil Stadium at the NFL Scouting Combine. This is the first day on the field, by the way. The offensive linemen and tight ends that spoke 2 days ago here at the Media Center are working out today, and that's the first day on the field. That happens all weekend, live coverage of that on NFL Network. Dave Caldwell scheduled to join us here very soon. The general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars actually heading this way right now. But this is when the whole folks that aren't here start to really pay attention to the combine, is on the field when all that happens, the stopwatches and the 40 and all that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. And he said a minute ago, Dave did, about the draft, that he feels much more, again, open, and I guess there's a freedom going into it with the foundation sort of established. He doesn't feel like he's drafting quite as many needs, and you know, can go best available a little bit, which should free up all GMs like that, where you're not having to draft specifics.
Well, let's ask him. Hey, we're going to ask you. That's why you're here. Dave Caldwell is with us, Jaguars general manager. You know, we're talking about your comments on the pod or a little earlier that you're more open to a trade back this year, and kind of explain that a little bit.
Well, I think now that we have, we feel good about some of the young players that can line up on defense and offense. We don't have any glaring needs. We have needs, but nothing that we can't go into the season and with our starters or with our backups that can fill those needs. So now we're in a position where we need some dynamic playmakers. So if a situation came by where we can get two for the price of one, we'd be more interested in it.
I was struck when we spoke a minute ago, Dave, and I think the viewers be fascinated by it, that you really, after going back for 6 weeks and looking at last season, really liked what you saw out of that rookie class. You mentioned Telvin Smith, Aaron Colvin, that even on review you maybe liked it a little better than you thought you would.
Yeah, and we know how hard it is for rookies to come in and produce, and for Telvin Smith to have 100 tackles and didn't even start, he only started six games of the year. Aaron Colvin coming off an ACL and made some dynamic plays as a corner, or nickel corner. Brandon Linder was maybe our best offensive lineman all year as a rookie. Luke Bowenko came in 14 games as a center. We talk about, you know, when Brad Meester retired, was a stalwart at center, and the number one question was, who's going to be our center?
Right.
And then after game two, nobody asked that question. Right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I certainly did. But
don't look at me.
I think what everybody wants to know, among the fans, there's a calm before the storm feeling right now. Free agency starts March 10th. And there's anticipation. And yet at the same time, you have to balance that, don't you, with targeting the right guys and the guys that make sense.
Well, that, and I say balance it with realism and just making sure that you can't just go out and pay players because they're out there. They have to be the right fit schematically, right fit culturally. And, you know, there's going to be some players that are going to get signed that we like. There's going to be some players that are just going to decide to go to another team for whatever reason it might be. And then we're going to be, you know, the few people that we're going to be able to target and be aggressive with.
Do you have to have a point where you say, okay, maybe we didn't get this guy that we sort of pursued, but that next guy on the list doesn't make sense because he's just the next guy on the list?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So there might be some positions where there's one or two players and you don't know between now and free agency they might not be available, and then you don't feel great about the other one, so you might wait a couple of weeks and see, well, instead of paying a premium for the third guy, why don't we just wait for the 10th guy who's equal to or if not better but might not be a household name.
So you have to be patient, and you have to sort of turn off Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Dave Caldwell's with us, Jaguars general manager. Let's clear this up now. The Jaguars have been reported to have the most money available to spend, but how much do you have to spend this year, and what are some of the plans?
We don't have to spend anything this year. We don't have to spend anything till February of 2017. And at that point in time, you hoping to maybe re-sign Blake Bortles to his extension, and Jonathan Cyprian, Luke Jokel, Telvin Smith, Aaron Colvin, Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson, Luke Bowenko, all those guys. So we have ample time to spend it. And you have to be at 85% over a four-year period, or 89%, I believe it is, over a four-year period. And so we got plenty of time to spend it.
But this is part of the plan. Year three, at least start to spend a little more than you did the first.
Well, yeah, we felt like this would be the year that we would try to make a difference in terms of our roster, in terms of now that we have a good core of young players and a balance there to bring in some guys with free agency, it's only going to be about 2 or 3 years where they can come in and compete to get us to the point in time where now we have 5 or 7 draft classes of guys that we really like versus only two.
And there's some confusion. Believe it or not, I get confused sometimes. Your philosophy on running back. Mm-hmm. Like you said in the end-of-season press conference that you sort of wanted to wait to try to really fill that spot with an absolute frontline guy because of the timing of the build. Is
sure.
that correct?
Yeah, yeah. We always felt like that if we were going to really invest into a running back and if we were going to do it through the draft, that it would be maybe our last piece of the mm-hmm. puzzle. Or not that you're ever at the last piece, but at the time where we're ready to make a run for championships, that we said, okay, let's invest into a running back if there is one that year, you know. So sometimes you're not fortunate enough to be picking in a year where they're there. And because the life shelf is not long for them, and unless you get really lucky with them.
Let's go to Twitter. I know you're a big Twitter guy, Dave.
I am.
You are. At D. Moody Smith asking, the main difference in the organization now from when you started. What's the main difference now?
I think we have a sense of stability. Shad Khan's a great owner. We have a sense of optimism. And I think for us, it's we're just waiting. We know it's going to happen. We're just waiting to see when it's going to happen.
What is it about the foundation you laid for the first couple of years that you like the most? The first and second year guys with a chance to move into year three.
I like the attitude and the work ethic of all the guys we've brought in. They're all passionate about football. They want to win. They want to do the right thing, and they're doing everything in their power to take this franchise to the next level.
You said some fascinating things a few minutes ago when you were sort of breaking down Blake Bortles' first year. And you mentioned that maybe when you went back and looked at things, that again, you liked him maybe a little better than you even thought you did in December.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, take his highlight reel, take his top 10 plays and look what he did in those 10 plays, and it's not the skill set to pull off those top 10 plays, you're not going to find on a daily basis. Now it's just for him to do it more on a consistent basis. And that's what he's working at, and that's what our coaching staff's working at. But we got to build it around him. It's not just about Blake. And you look at quarterbacks that have taken the jump to the playoffs their second year. Well, I think 8 out of 10 of them had top 10 defenses. Mm-hmm. So it's an ultimate team game, and it's not just about Blake. And we have to do our job of surrounding him with talent, both offensively and defensively. And then our coaching staff has to do a good job of putting him in position to succeed.
But everybody in that room tells me it's all about the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the media in there, Dave.
It is, yeah, I know, right? It is. It's a big part of it, right. But it's, you know, you can, you know, I'm fortunate to be around Matt Ryan for 5 years, and he's a top-tier quarterback, and they've started the last 2 years, but you know, injuries play a major role into it, and there's a lot of different things that can happen.
Let's get back to combine interviews and such. How much do you weigh the interview process against what happens in the stadium? You go back to the tape a lot. Yeah. You said it already, but in the 15 minutes you have with the guys, what do you want to find out?
We want to really find out what they're about, and you know, you only have 15 minutes, so we don't put too much emphasis on it, to be honest with you. We're interviewing them to be football players. We're not interviewing them to, you know, be news reporters or anything like that. So sometimes they're not good communicators, and sometimes so. But you have to look at what the tape shows you and what you know about them from the school and what their coaches say about them, what our pros, like our real psychologists, say about them. You know, we're not psychologists either, so it's just a really to put a face behind the face mask and. We're not going to make a decision based off a 15-minute interview.
I had one more free agency question. I'm kind of obsessed with free agency today. When you
are you a free agent?
You have no idea. When you're looking at a guy, there's so much involved with trying to find out who that guy is, and yet when free agency begins, you really can't talk to that player and get to know him a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're in that first foray into a guy. How do you get that done where you feel comfortable with the guy you're bringing in?
Well, that's what our scouts do. And you only get 7 draft picks, but our scouts, the information they get on the school visits mm-hmm. and throughout the career of a player in college, that's what we go back to.
Okay.
And we said, what was this guy like coming out? And then obviously we do our research. We do our Google search. We do our background checks and all that stuff. But really try to do as much. And then if you happen to know somebody on the staff, or if we know a coach that knows a coach that knows a coach, or somebody formerly on the staff, try to just gather as much information as you can to make that decision.
Now I asked you at the podium, you feel good right now with where you stand going into free agency? Your plan's pretty close to set, or you still have work to do on offense?
I think it's pretty close to set. We have some work to do with offense. We have to meet with our coaches next Tuesday. We'll start doing that for all the way up to free agency, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, are you as excited as the fans are about this?
No, actually, I despise free agency, to be honest with you.
Is that right?
And so if there was no such thing as free agency and just a draft, I think we'd be a lot better off. But
you say despise it just because you don't believe that's the way to build the team, or is it just chaos?
It's hard, and I think you have a greater chance of error in free agency than you do through the draft. And like you said, you could be a lot more thorough through the draft and interviewing guys. Sometimes you have to make a decision. Like last year, we signed Ziggy Hood and Zane Beals before they even came to Jacksonville.
Right.
And so before we even got to talk to them, or before they even saw the facility. So there are some margins for error there in free agency.
Sounds mysterious. You like Bill Polian talking right here. Funny how that works.
Yeah, but you know, if you target the right players and